This is Karen Lyle of Salesport Talk, checking in with Ineos Britannia in Barcelona, Spain, preparing for the America's Cup with a day of training.
Will Bakewell, test and validation lead here at Ineos Britannia. Today was another testing day. You had to work hard for it. The weather really didn't cooperate, did it?
No, so we went a bit offshore in an effort to find a bit of breeze. Eventually found 7 to 10-ish knots and about 0.7 metres of sea state. So it was, proper getting into the Barcelona conditions, but otherwise not a particularly useful day.
Felt to us as we got further offshore, it did start to flatten down a little. We stopped getting the reflection off the shore, maybe. Is that how you read it?
Yeah, I think that's definitely true, and it becomes slightly less confused, a bit more ordered. But it's interesting that we will be in that zone when we come to racing.
What were the goals today from your point of view?
I mean, it was quite a hard day to run more structured testing, so we were really focusing in on sailor techniques and allowing them to explore the ways they want to sail the boat.
We saw, maybe this is a good example of that, we saw some maybe high angles upwind being sailed and the jib being sheeted very close to the centre. Is that the sort of thing you're talking about?
Yeah, I mean, they explore a whole, I think the sailors are sort of natural. They optimise the system naturally, you know, it's what they do well, and so allowing them flexibility to explore whatever they want is key to it sometimes.
So you let them do what they want to do, and then you
to some extent, you know, we take all the advice from designers, sort of in the preceding days, and make recommendations. But on days like this, you can't be too structured about it.
Was it a successful day given the conditions?
Yeah, I mean, it was. It was a lot tougher than normal. There would be better days, but yeah, every day's a school day, and you can learn quite a lot from situations like that. Those marginal conditions are really important to master.
Now, we know the importance of T6 for all of this data gathering and testing that you've been doing. I'm interested to know, when you do these tests, are you often repeating tests that you've done before? You just getting more and more data on it, or is there new stuff that you're doing?
Well, sometimes it's the same test with a different boat configuration. Sometimes we just subtly change the way we do the tests to suit conditions based on the results we've got before. You know, it does constantly evolve, but we come back to the same tests quite often. Yeah.
This is Karen Lyle of Salesport Talk.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to Sports Byline USA, coast to coast, around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It's Tuesday at 9:40. This is when we check in with Karen Lyle, who will co-host this segment with me from SailSportsTalk.com. How you doing, Karen?
I'm doing just great. Rick, how are you doing today?
Not too bad, thank you. And let's bring in our guest. It is Jonah Kim. Jonah Kim is a Grammy-winning cellist. I know he's been sailing with you, and Jonah, you bring the cello out on the boat, not unlike maybe the violinist at the Titanic, right?
Very cool. Very fun reference there. Except we didn't go down. We have very safely made it back home. Thanks for having me on your
Well, actually, Jonah, you know, you've been out sailing with me on my boat and on some friends' boats out there. And once you brought, it wasn't really a cello. What kind of instrument was that you were willing to risk out there on the water?
I like to joke that I shrank it in the wash, but it was actually just a violin.
Well, but you're playing it like a cello.
I was playing it like a cello. I mean, I did grow up learning to play both ways because my little sister played the violin, right? So I think actually I brought a viola on the boat because I have one of each just to have it and, you know, I enjoy playing it. But I think I brought the viola that time and it was fun. We played it for a few minutes and then, you know, nothing broke. Put it away. But it's nice to have. You know, the thing is, I always wanted to learn the guitar because that's the instrument everybody goes to for, you know, for sing-alongs and for parties like that. but I never had time to actually get like good enough at the guitar that I feel comfortable playing it in front of people, in front of friends.
I wanted to ask you, who is better, Yo-Yo Ma, Pierre Fournier, or Pablo Casals?
Oof, that's a tricky question. See, like some of these guys, they're not in the same time. Like they're all, I mean, older than us, but they weren't in the same time. So like for their time, they were all really, really great. Kind of hard to compete with Pablo Casals. But Fournier was also great for his time, I think. And he started thinking about different things that I think improved cello playing in general for his time, from his time onwards. So all great. I can't say anything.
Well, and I'm going to have a vote on this because now Yo-Yo Ma is still with us and a marvelous musician whom you've met. But you actually are an up and coming cellist of equal caliber, and so I just want to tell you that, Rick, that this is something I know about Jonah. When we were in Skywalker Sound, remember I called into the show from Skywalker Ranch a couple of times. I was with Jonah, so some of the behind the scenes was that we were working on some projects there. Jonah, tell us a little bit about the Grammy that you started out your career with, working with Leslie Ann Jones at Skywalker Sound.
So I feel almost uncomfortable saying that I am a Grammy-winning artist because I was part of this team that, you know, we won that year under a few categories. But as a solo artist, I would love to, you know, win a Grammy Award, but I don't feel comfortable saying that I am a Grammy-winning artist because I was on this team, and I was very lucky to be on this team and learned so much. And then from there, I was able to, you know, years down the road, you know, I was through these very friends offered a lot of opportunities that, they helped me to grow in a lot of these areas. And, you know, back to Rick's question about these cellists too, like, you know, you couldn't have one without the other in many of these, and actually all of these cases. Like, there would be no Fournier without Casals and no Yo-Yo without Fournier and everybody else that came before, and no me without Yo-Yo Ma and Rostropovich and Janos Starker and all these teachers that, you know, that I got to, you know, just get a glimpse from their vantage growing up, and that gave me, like, you know, a starting point that thing that's so important. And we see this, I think, not just in cello, but in all areas in life, and there's never been a better time to be alive, I would say, and a lot to be grateful for too. But at Skywalker Studios, yeah, that it was definitely an instance in my life where I got to sit on someone's shoulders and just, you know, learn a lot.
What did you think of that? Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, and years later, I could take my friends along for the ride, and then that's a whole different experience, right? And then when you're doing the same, like, the same hike with somebody else, all of a sudden it feels like different, and then you have fun in different ways, and you start coming up with different ideas. And, you know, it's been really fun actually going there with Karen, because, you know, I get to prioritize my certain things that are really important to me too, with my friends, and Karen and some of my really generous friends, like they really kind of encourage that. And so, you know, maybe we spend a little bit longer in the main house and just, you know, enjoy the meal for like maybe 10, 15 minutes longer than usual. But, you know, we like to, I mean, I ever since I saw Jon Favreau's little documentary about food, and then one of the episodes was there, I started appreciating it in different ways too. Like, there's more there than what I was going for at that time, which is just like, you know, just like record all day long, sometimes 8-10 hours, and then that was about it. And then you get to enjoy other things, learn from friends how to enjoy these other things. And yeah, it's just been a great time going up there with Karen lately too.
We are with internationally recognized cellist Jonah Kim. Jonah, what do you think about that soloist movie, the Jamie Foxx, the homeless cello guy? Were you like, wow, a cello movie, I love it? Or were you thinking, this is fake, I hate it?
Well, you know, TV art and big screen art and all these different genres we have now, it's different from real life, maybe. And maybe it's not such a bad thing that it's not really very much like real, like every, like the real everyday life of a musician. Maybe it highlights other things. Maybe the certain things that are really important to maybe a musician aren't important to the storyline, you know, or maybe not important to delivering the message, or I don't know. I thought all these movies, I mean, I couldn't make these movies. They're fantastic movies, so who am I to criticize these movies? But, yeah, it's not maybe like the life of a musician, or from a musical standpoint, I didn't think that, you know, certain things made sense, or but those things aren't important to me, so I can't even tell you what I disagreed with, right? But I thought the movie was great, and I thought the acting was great.
What I'd love to do, Rick, if we might, is play an excerpt of one of the pieces that we recorded, Sky of Dreams, that was composed by Kendall Ross Bean, and he's the pianist in this, and Jonah is the cellist, and we're just going to play like a 20-second excerpt.
That's very nice. And Jonah, I remember one time when I was in England, I was in Apsley House, which was the Duke of Wellington's house, and all of a sudden chamber music started, and there was a cellist and a violist and a violinist, and it was just so charming. Do you also embrace chamber music?
Oh, absolutely. I think chamber music is some of the best parts of a musician's life. I get to play with friends. I get to sometimes choose who I get to play with, and it's just like the best experience. And you get a lot more control over, you know, how you get to contribute. And sometimes in other areas of professional life as a musician, you don't get to always, you know, even express how you think it should go. So it's really, really, really nice to play with friends in that way. And then chamber music is the vehicle for that. I love the setting, too. It's a little bit more intimate. And, you know, it's just like a chef not cooking for his restaurant, but, like, showing his friends all the different sauces he's been working on lately. It's, like, for his friends. So, like, I enjoy that aspect of it a lot.
Well, and Rick, I want to tell you something you didn't know, and that is that Patty Mangan and I co-executive produced the Fillmore Jazz Festival in July. And the reason I mention this is, and there were about, I don't know, maybe 20,000 people, and it had the first time starting up after the pandemic. Patty is the executive director for the Fillmore Merchants Association. But Jonah is also a crosses over into jazz, and he's actually just, as of yesterday, been invited to be part of the Fillmore Jazz Festival in as one of the artists, and we haven't exactly decided the lineup and so forth, but he has this wonderful gift of being able to cross over into different types of music. And I wanted to just share with you another 30-second excerpt that is just an improvisation that happened in the studio in Skywalker, and this is actually what I call pre, it's a rough, it's a couple of tracks, and we're going to actually add the piano track later, but I just want to give you a little glimpse of what it's like behind the scenes with a little jazz. Jonah, you're going to have to just bear with me here. ¶¶
Okay.
We have been with Jonah Kim. You can find out more at jonacello.com. That's J-O-N-A-H-C-E-L-L. Oh, jonacello.com. Check out all. He does it all from Bach, Rachmaninoff, Grieg, Chopin. He does it all. Jonah, thank you so much for coming on the show, man.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
And Karen, very interesting guest. And he takes a violin and turns it sideways on your boat, huh?
Well, yeah, he puts it vertical. Actually, we were just in the studio last night. I gave him a little tour. You had already left from your show, and he got a chance to see everything, and was just actually thrilled with that Francis Ford Coppola signature up there right as you go into the studio.
All right, good stuff. We'll see you next time, Karen.
Okay, Rick.